to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. This is Jemwa, and today I'm going to be talking about when we are desiring something, how to make that desire manifest faster by feeling like your desire is real. It's real. How to believe more in the unseen aspect of your desires. So first of all, we need to get a few things straight here. If you desire something, that is the voice of your higher self, your God self, that deepest part of you within. It's a desire, right? Think about what really is your desire and where is it coming from. It's coming from a deep place within you. It's like this place that knows your future or something, right? It's kind of trippy that we desire things in the first place, right? Like, how do you desire? How is desire happening in you? It's like very simple, and like we overlook it all the time, but it's also very like life-changing to really think about that. Like, the fact that you desire something is magical. The fact that you have that energy, and then to think about the energetic quality of desire. What does that feel like? Desire is like, it's movement, right? It's, you want to go forward. You want to make something happen. Like, it's vitality. It's life force energy. So reframing, you know, all of our conditioning and family system stuff that always told us our desires weren't valid or our desires weren't somehow purely positive, the voice of God speaking through us, like releasing all that old conditioning and just reframing what desire is to you can really speed up your manifestation process, because you can feel a desire and have a feeling of knowing that that's what's going to happen, instead of spending a lot of your time and energy doubting it, wondering, trying to figure out the how and all that stuff. That's just really a waste of time. So you feel a desire and you get in contact with where that desire is coming from, like the place within you that is non-physical, where this feeling of desire is emerging from, right? Getting in contact with that unseen aspect of yourself and really bringing reality to it. Make it real. It is real. Like, we are so trained to think that just the physical reality is real, but what if the physical reality is less real than where your desires are coming from, right? And that's what a lot of non-duality teachings talk about. They talk about how this whole world is unreal. Your ego is unreal. Your body mind is unreal. Unreal in the sense that it is not eternal. What is eternal? What is actually eternal about you? That is actually unseen, non-physical, yet it is something. It is a thing, but it's not a thing. I don't know. But it's that place, right? It's the formless. You can call it whatever you want. Pure consciousness, formless, your God self, the infinite, the eternal, the void, emptiness. So we are just as empty as we are form. You know, we are just as much the formless as we are the form. That formless substance, that pure consciousness, you can think of it like the unified field of consciousness, right? We are all existing in it together. But we're all so different in the way we think, the way we look, our bodies, our minds, our histories. All that stuff is so unique. But the formless aspect of all of us is the same. So the place where your desire is coming from, giving that more of a knowing that, like, oh, if I'm getting this desire feeling, this is my future talking to me. You know, this is what's going to happen. It's almost like premonition. Desire is your premonition of what is going to become. Desire is your premonition of what is going to become. So when you have that faith around your desires, like, oh, the second you desire something, you know this is what's going to start unfolding. The process of this unfolding is always unknown. It's a mystery. But it will. The goal is certain. The way it unfolds is a mystery. But the goal is certain. That's the cool thing about manifesting, right? Is that it is a mystery how you get from point A to point B. I think that we can decide like how things happen if we get really deliberate about that. I think there is a level that I've only experimented with this a few times where I'm like certain, like, no, this is how I want this to happen, and that this is only what I'm available for, and that is what happened. But it's just sometimes I don't care, or I don't have the, I just don't have the care to like decide all the steps, all the middle stuff. Sometimes I enjoy just going to the end and knowing however it unfolds, like that's in God's hands and that is God's will. And I trust that God, divine will, you know? But I think we can also just decide like, this is what I'm only available for. Because we only get what we're really truly available for. Okay, so feeling your desire and knowing that this is what's going to unfold. And you stop the thought of doubt and how, and the questioning of how, the doubting if it's going to happen or not, right? And you become this version of yourself that just trusts your desires. And you're almost like curious, you're like, oh, what's going to happen next is whatever I desire. I'm curious what I'm going to desire next. And this curiosity around that unknown, it's kind of trippy. So yeah, feeling your desire and bringing this feeling of certainty around it. Right? And we're doing this all internally. That's also the trippy thing, is like, we think we're living in the outer world and taking action and all this stuff and in the physical reality all the time. But you're actually more internal than you realize. Like, you're actually doing everything internally more than you realize. And that just takes like a consciousness. And like, it's not even necessary either. Like, you can manifest everything you want without realizing that. It's just, I'm a very philosophical person, so I tend to enjoy looking at how reality is actually working. And I like to look behind the scenes. So you don't have to know all that stuff. Like, you don't have to know everything. But if you enjoy seeing the root of how your reality is manifesting, then I recommend looking at that. Like, looking at how you're really just changing your thoughts around and changing like different groups of thought and changing the way like you're defining desire, right? Like, just this act of like defining your desire differently can make a really big shift in your reality. So that one thought, like that one dismantling of those thoughts about your conditioning around what desire is to you, right? And that's why therapy is so powerful. That's why coaching is so powerful. And it's so simple too, because it's just changing your mind. And why don't we all give more credit and like value to that simplicity of like, oh yeah, I just changed my perspective and therefore I manifested a different reality. But like, why don't we let it be that simple? Why don't we let it be that easy? Like, again, that's our conditioning that says like, you have to work hard, get what you want, work hard, sacrifice to get what you want. There is a level of sacrifice in manifesting where you have to sacrifice your old self, sacrifice the old thoughts, sacrifice the old reality. Like, yeah. But not sacrifice in the sense of like what we were all conditioned to think sacrifice is. this is a mental sacrifice. This is a sacrificing your attention, you know? Like, you have to sacrifice what you're willing to place your attention on. So having this degree of, like, mental concentration and focus is, like, very powerful. And it also, it coupled with alignment and, like, enjoying yourself and having fun, makes it even more powerful. So it's not just, like, we have to go crazy and, like, getting it right in our thoughts and, like, being perfect in our mind and everything. And if we doubt or if we go into the how, like, you know, beating ourselves up or, like, obviously that stuff doesn't work when we judge ourselves for not being good enough. But, like, you know, it's that balance of realizing this is the practice. I may not always be able to do that. And when I can't do that, I go do something fun. I do something self-care. I do something at work. I get shit done, like, whatever life brings. So that alignment with, like, doing something enjoyable or just doing something, like, cleaning. Sometimes I'll just clean and it will manifest things for me. Cleaning manifests. Because it's like a distraction. It's a healthy distraction. And it, like, gets me in a place of allowing. It gets me in a place of alignment because I'm focused on something that I can get done, you know, like right now. Because sometimes in manifesting, we feel like we have to wait. We feel like there's nothing we can do because we're just, like, intending something to manifest. And we know it's, like, it's up to, quote, air quotes, the universe to bring it fully into existence. But really, you're just, like, building the momentum of it. You're building the focus of it until you actually see it. So some things take practice, right? Some things take time because you have to build that focus. Feel it real over and over again until it becomes real. And so, like, sometimes we get frustrated, and that's why doing tasks like cleaning or, like, just, you know, doing something you know you can do to get a result you want is going to put yourself at ease and it's going to bring relief. And relief manifests positive things, right? When we feel that relief of, like, yes, I did this thing. I wanted to get this done and I did. Like, that feeling of accomplishment, it feels good. And sometimes with manifestation, the feeling of accomplishment gets delayed. So there has to be a way to feel accomplishment with just thinking the right thoughts. Like, if you could feel accomplishment, like, yes, today I did really good mental activity towards my goal. I lived in the wish fulfilled, like, pat yourself on the back and feel like that's a good accomplishment. Because you know what? If I didn't spend today doing this and I was in a state of worry and disbelief or doubt, like, that's not productive. So yes, I was productive today because I put myself in the energy of what I want. I put myself in the wish fulfilled. And that's, even though I don't have it yet physically, I still can give myself the validation and the feeling of accomplishment, right? And you induce that feeling deliberately. It's like, maybe this sounds crazy to some people. It's like so mental or abstract. I just tend to really enjoy things like this, though. So you can induce that feeling of, like, I did accomplish and I know I'm, like, that much closer to this goal becoming physical. So, hey, I did great. And, like, that's enough. I did enough today. But if you're someone who's like, you can't feel like you just can't do that, and you can only feel like you did enough if you got things done in the physical, that's fine too, right? Like, you're allowed to do what feels good to you. And feeling good also manifests. When you are in alignment, you feel good, that high vibration, that good vibe, that feeling of like all is well, that speeds everything up. So it just depends on you and what feels good for you. And that's the key to everything, right? You got to ignore outside voices that just don't resonate with your truth, because there's so many different ways to manifest, and it just has to be something that works for you. So like, if I'm talking about something that doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. And maybe I talk about other things that do resonate with you, and that's fine. So you're your own source always, and you're your own boss always, no matter what anyone else is telling you. So I'm making this podcast for myself, basically, and anyone else who will find value in it. And maybe they don't find value in everything I say, but they find maybe a piece. Maybe someone listens for just 10 seconds and gets this one idea, and that, you know, puts them on a different trail with a bunch of other different ideas. And it's like, I'm living my purpose. I'm putting my thoughts out into the world. And that's what we're all doing, you know, as spiritual entrepreneurs or whatever profession you're in, like sharing yourself with the world and putting yourself out there in your unique perspective, your unique mindset. Like, maybe no one else agrees with everything that you say, but like, you're still inspiring them in some way. And that's the whole point, right? So coming back to wrap up here, the placing the feeling of knowing on your desires, that if you desire something, you know it's going to manifest. You know it's like the voice of your future speaking to you, okay? So that is something you can give reality to, feel that validity in yourself around your desires. Don't take your desires lightly. Take your desires as your future self speaking to you. So your desire, trust it's happening, and don't doubt it, don't wonder how, don't put that block, right? Like, if you think about what it is, it's subtle. It's a subtle feeling of like, okay, I desire something, but I don't know how this is gonna happen. And everyone told me like, I'm gonna have to work really hard to get everything I want in life. Those people that say that don't understand spirituality, okay? This is very important to know. They don't understand the root of manifestation. The root of manifestation is you're the formless substance thinking things into existence. But you can also think, I'm gonna have to work really, really hard in the physical world. Woo! Sorry, I'm watching track is on the TV right now. and they're passing the baton. Okay, so this is pressure. You know, like when they're passing the baton, the thought, that the mental activity needs to be very clear and concise and only focused on the goal, right? That one thought of doubt in that moment while they're passing the baton, right? Think about that. Like, if you're an athlete, you know what I'm talking about. When you're in a race, you really see the power of the present moment in your thoughts. Like, if you think negatively during a race, when everything is on the line, you will see a result of your negative thinking. Like, you can depend on the body to a degree based on how much you've trained. But like, if you're feeling horrible about yourself during a race and you think you're going to fail and you're not going to win, you're going to drop the baton or whatever, like, you will drop the baton, you know? Like, that shows you the power of manifestation in the present moment of just one thought in the moment. Because everything is on the line. Like, that pressure of the moment shows you manifestation. And this is happening all the time for us. Like, The formless is thinking. The formless is creating a state of consciousness. Your formless self is, I know it's weird because it looks like we're in this physical world, but we're actually like, and I've had glimpses of this when I get deeper into this state of the formless, where I'm in the formless place and I see how just one thought like takes all this formless energy, the formless substance, right? Your God self, your pure consciousness, and it just like instant manifests it. But you gotta really like be familiar with your formless self to really see what I'm saying. Be in contact with the formless, really identify as the formless. Like that's your eternal self. That's your true nature. This is what all non-duality teachers talk about. Like, but they leave out the manifestation part, which is not what I do. I combine them. So I combine non-duality and manifestation together. So you have your formless self, and then literally in that instant that you think about something, it becomes a form. Because you're like so in your creative power, like your formless substance, creative power, you know? And it's like behind whatever you think you are. It's behind all thought. It's behind you. It feels like behind, you know, like it's watching you. It's watching every move you make. It's listening to every thought you have, but it's just there. It's not judging you. It's just pure awareness. So like your pure awareness manifesting your reality. But if you say to your pure, like pure awareness always says yes, right? Says yes, whatever you feed it says yes, yes. So you say, oh, I'm gonna have to work really, really hard to get this thing. Like, why are you assuming that? There's nothing wrong with working hard, and you probably will have to work hard to some degree, but why add to it by making that a belief? Like, the belief is actually, I need to feel like I already have this. I'm going to go this. The shortcut is to feel like it's already done. I already have it because if I desire it, that's the voice of my future self. So I'm going to feel the feeling of desires like I already know this is what's happening. And that's going to cut out a lot of the hard work. That's going to cut out a lot of the time that's going to take to manifest it. Because now you're just on this track where you can get from point A to point B without all the mental distraction. Doubting, wondering how, telling yourself I'm going to have to work really, really hard. And then you manifest all these ways you're going to have to work really, really hard when you could have just assumed the end. Like you have to commit to your goal in the sense that all you see is the version of yourself that has the goal achieved. And you maintain that, maintain it. You fall off the wagon, get back on, maintain it. You know, like you're holding a yoga pose, a balancing pose, and you like lose your balance, come back, hold the pose, get back into tree pose. So you see, it's like the hard work is a different kind of hard work than what a lot of people assume the hard work is to manifest something. The hard work is to continuously bring yourself back into the wish fulfilled, feeling like you already have it. You already have it. You feel you already have it. You feel you already have it. You feel you already have it. And you hold it. And if you fall off, you get back in. And you don't think, oh, this is not working, right? That's the thing too, is that people will start doubting if that is even working because they're so conditioned by the outer world and what physical reality is telling them, what other people are telling them, right? But you have to remember, other people who are not studying manifestation, you cannot take what they're saying, you know? If they're not a manifestation, like they're not applying manifestation to their life, you are hearing old conditioning that's not even aligned with what you're doing. So do not take what they're saying as truth. And that takes mental, like, this is another layer of the whole, like, mental discipline of manifestation, because you can't be distracted also by what other people think. They're limiting ideas, which is another layer of having this, like, mental strength. Okay, so you feel your desire. You credit your desire as being real already. You validate it, like, this is what's going to happen. And this is abstract, but remember, reality is not logical. Reality is not rational. We are on a planet in space, circling around a big ball of fire. Okay, this is not rational. I mean, you can say both. You can say it's very rational, but a lot of people are like, well, that's so abstract. I can't think about it that way. That's so irrational or unrealistic or whatever. But it's not, because you could think of manifestation as very rational. Like, whatever you think about on repeat is what you're going to get. And that's pure rational. That's pure logic. Your thoughts are being... from your formless substance, your thoughts are being projected out, and that's how you're experiencing yourself. You're experiencing your thoughts. Okay, so there you go. Value your desire, trust your desire, believe that it is your future, and remove anything in the middle. Deliberately extract it. Extract it. Okay? I hope this is helpful. And I know that it is helpful, because if you can get a shortcut in your mind, you'll get a shortcut in your goal, from where you are now to your goal, you know? Because really, mind creates reality. Everything that you think is real. Everything that you think is what's creating reality. You know, the mind creates reality. Without thought, how would you be able to create anything? You can't. Thought is the first point of creation from your formless substance. Okay? Thought needs to be valued, highly, highly valued, and taken very seriously, what you think about. Okay? And then make sure you say, like, thoughts that are anxious thoughts or anything negative, it just is irrelevant, doesn't manifest. Okay, I will see you guys in the next episode. Namaste.